4IVG and 4DJC.
4DJC.
Thank you. I'm not sure you got my. I just sent you an email back. Try pressing the enter button and hold it down, and it should send the message in. Trying to send it until it actually, it may attempt to send it several times before it actually does, because what it's got to do is got to be able to, you know, hit an eye gate somewhere. Most of that, not all of it, but most of it anyway, so I'm not sure where your battery's down a little bit or whether you're on the outside or what's going on, but you're pretty scratchy. But like I said, he'll keep trying to send it until it goes through. It may take it a while, and it may even pop up later on that it's set, Stacy, in 4DJC, over. I'll wait till you get back. Give me a shout when you get back. M4DJC standing by.
DJC at 4OVQ.
Full quiet in there.
Think that little old battery thing, Tony bought that for this radio. You have to use free recharge the battery in it, but that just don't seem to be doing the trick, though.
Infusion over a hot spot, and that on super low power hotspot, all those things are good for either that or just listening. They won't use any transmit more than just a few minutes. I don't know before they give out, because it just didn't have enough, milliamps.
And plus, now I got to go back and I got to read, because every time it tries to transmit that answer back to that guy, it adds it in that list again. I guess it's showing you how many times it's done transmitted, but I need to learn how to delete them out once I'm done with it. Oh.
Look at that APRS manual for the Yazoo. It should tell you, I think there's usually one key we can delete them one at a time. And it should have an option on there, Stacy, to where you can delete all of them. And that's what, I generally delete my stations and delete my messages on there until I got a reply back. But it may try multiple times before it succeeds, because it'll keep sending that beacon out. You know, every how often it attempts to do it, it'll keep trying to send that beacon out till it's successful. And at least that's been my experience on other radios. I'm sure it's the same with FT1.
So, yeah, I hadn't got a reply back because it's still trying to send it. But, I downloaded that, like you said, off of Yazoo.com. I went to files and I downloaded that, and that's how I figured out how to send the message. But that's as far as I've got. I hadn't got to read nothing else until I can get in there this evening and get in the cool, man. It's a little bit hot out here. Oh.
Well, don't stay out there too long. It's awfully hot today. But, you dig in that manual a little bit. It ought to help you some. It did look like it was that, you know, some of these manuals are confused. That one did like too confusing, but once you get the general layout of them, you know, the menus on one gauge most of the time is similar to the other ones, and I believe that the menu for the 1, 2, 3, and 5 are all about, they're very similar, just the 3, and I think the 3 and the 5 are both touch screens, and that kind of, you know, messes up some of it, but I think everything is laid out the same way.
Got a big old book in there, not the manual to come with it. Tony couldn't find that, so he had ordered one, like in a binder type thing. So I know all this is probably in that book in there on page 40 and 41. So I ain't got a chance to look yet, but I'm sure it should be.
So there's things to PDF file, and what I'll do is I use it mainly on my iPad because I've got an Adobe Acrobat on that, and you can search. You can use a search term, and it'll find, you know, like SD card, or, you know, it'll give you all the examples of when that is. You can kind of scroll through it that way, and instead of having to read a whole deck of manual, you can get right to it, because it doesn't, some of these manuals, they just don't have any rhyme, you know, they're just not laid out like, you know, most people would lay one out. And that's kind of confusing to them sometimes. Also, the other thing, too, I was going to mention to you, I had found out whether or not that thing will upgrade that firmware from the SD card, but that firmware for that radio is, the latest one is like 2017. It may have the correct firmware already in it, but I'm guessing you've already checked it, and it doesn't have the latest firmware. Over.
I don't think it does. Anthony didn't do nothing with, or Tony didn't do nothing with his radio. He couldn't hear nothing on it, so he gave up on it. But I've seen 2017 the last thing, but I can't do firmware because I don't have a power adapter that you got to plug into the side of the radio. So you can't do it with just a regular battery in the radio. It's got to have external power over.
I think I remember that on those. I know one of the, I can't remember which one it was. It might have been an FT70DR I had. You know, it was older, you know, the little small, you know, Fusion handhelds I had several years ago. I think that one you had to hook it up. That way you might have done it seems like the Icon 51 you had to do it the same way, even though it had an SD card in it too. But it would be a whole lot easier if you could just upgrade it by the SD card and just, you know, upgrade it that way. But I bet you a nickel to donate over to this going to be you probably have to have it set up the other way, and you may have to have a special cable for it too. Stacey, I know they got a certain cable that goes with those gauges. Damn, things are expensive, I think, but I think one cable fits just about all of them if you find the right one.
I got a cable for that RTS system that Tony bought and that program, and I don't know if that same cable goes into the data side of the radio.
I think it requires an SC39 or something like that. I remember that's one of them that I had to have in order to, one of the other gauges I had to have in order to program it by software, but I didn't do that. And it might have very well been the last two radios I got to, may have already had software upgrades on top of that, but they do require a little more effort on for Jesus than to do the other ones, but we'll keep digging it. We'll figure out what to do, but, you know, I'm sure somebody's got one somewhere that it won't take you but just about 5 minutes to do it once you get the stuff to do it with, and once it's done, they won't probably upgrade that radio again.
For OVQ, I'm pretty sure they won't. Being that was 2017, well, that's been 5 years ago, so, yeah, I don't look for that, but anyway, we'll see how it comes out. I'm going to dig in there a little bit tonight, and I can't get started on nothing like that day. I think my other hike that's coming over here for a little while, so I won't be able to do much radio and other listening when she's over here.
Anyway, I'll look at it myself too and see if I can see anything. Somebody may have figured out a way to do it, but as you said, it's been a while. And there's still a lot of those radios out there, though, so somebody that's got one ought to know how to do it. Well, I'll let you go. Let you get out of the heat out there. And give me a shout if you need anything. OVQ N4DJC.
Hey, Jerry, man, I appreciate it. You've helped me. You just wouldn't believe how much you've helped me in what little time we've talked about it. And I appreciate it, because if I can't make sense out of it, I'd get you to read it. But I appreciate it. I really do. And we'll get back together here maybe in a little while. And forward tonight, so with anyway. N4DJC N4OVQ, I'll be clear.
Okay, just give me a shout. We'll talk to you later. 73 N4DJC.